The story is of the Canadian national women's soccer team goaltender who has represented this country in the Olympic Games and overseas and all over the place. She's played professionally in Europe. She wants to try something new. And she winds up getting a tryout, in effect, with the Calgary Foothills FC, a men's team in the Premier Development League. She makes the team and then is informed she cannot play because she is a woman. I'm generalizing here, but that is the fact. Stephanie Labbé joins us now. Stephanie, we're puzzled and disappointed on your behalf, as you obviously are. But I mean, the questions that I'm going to ask you are probably questions that you may have asked or are asking right now, and that is, how can management, ownership, whoever of the Calgary Foothills not be aware that there is a bylaw in the league that says a woman can't play in a men's league? Did you ask that question?
To be honest, like, no, because, you know, from the start, of course, we knew that this was a male league. No woman has ever played in it, so it's quite obvious that it's a men's league. But, you know, I think that the coach here, Tommy Wilden Jr., I think he had the same mentality as me in the sense of, if you can prove yourself to play and you can prove that you can, you know, compete at this level and keep up with the guys and technically and tactically and mentally and physically and all those aspects, if you can prove that you're right there with them, then, you know, for him, there was no question that I would be able to earn a spot on the team. And I think that, you know, we, at the beginning when it was first kind of a thing, Tommy wanted me to first come in and prove myself and see if I could keep up. And I think, you know, as time went on, then I started to prove myself and show that I was at this level and can compete at this level. And that's when he started to question the league and tell them, you know, we want to do this and we want to sign her. How do we get this done? And, you know, hoping that the league was going to be open to conversation and open to taking a look at it. And unfortunately they weren't, you know, they didn't have the same open mind and they weren't, you know, wanting to revisit it and look at it.
So the league's response, Stephanie, in short was
no,
this can't happen.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it was, I mean, they had their reasonings in terms of, as you said, that this is a male league, it's a gender specific league and it's for males only. And then their equivalent was that, you know, I have an equal opportunity in the women's game, which to me is not a fair argument because I do not have a professional option here in Canada. But that was their backup reasoning.
Well, okay, so let me get to the nuts and bolts here. Have you hired a lawyer? Or are you going to go down that road?
I am speaking with somebody who is going to help me out, yes.
All right, so you're going to pursue this to whatever end.
I am.
Because it seems to me that, you know, I don't know that they have the legal right to tell you can't play. This is not, 1855. You can't just make up rules and regulations about gender. We are very sensitive in our society today, as well we should be, to being gender exclusive. It is unheard of that in any business, a woman should be denied the opportunity, especially once she proves she is capable of doing the job. But under any circumstance, I suppose, of being omitted simply because of her sex. And essentially, that's what they're telling you that they've done to you.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, those lines do get crossed when you're looking at sports because, you know, there's the counter argument of, well, if we're looking at equality here, which, you know, I don't like to use the word equality in this situation, but there are the people who are saying, well, if you're fighting for equality that you don't want to be, judged based on your sex, then a male should be able to try out for a women's team. And if they can prove they can play, then they should play. And so that's why I'm wary of using the equality word in this situation, because I understand in athletics, there is a bit of a difference in the sense of, men have a genetic physical advantage over women. And I think that that's a fact that probably 95% of people in the world, probably even more than that, I would say maybe 98, 99% of people in the world can agree on, that in the sporting world, men have a genetic advantage, and there's no, you know, doubting that. And I accept that, and I understand that, and that's why we have women's leagues, because we want to give us an equal and fair opportunity to make a living and to be a professional athlete and not have to compete against those biological disadvantages that we have. But for me, it's if I'm able to overcome those disadvantages and prove that I have the abilities to play, then that's where, you know, the line should be crossed, and that's where if I can prove that I can play, I should be able to play.
And I guess the point should be made, Stephanie. It sounds like the club, you know, went out of their way to make people are going to think of Manon Raume here at a certain point, right? In hockey, but that was, you know, that was effectively a publicity stunt in the end
by the Tampa Bay Lightning.
But this, you know, they went to great lengths to make sure you could hold your own in this league, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I knew that coming in that I had a great conversation with the coach to explain my reasonings for wanting to do this, so that he knew that, you know, this had nothing to do with getting any attention with the media. This was all about me trying to better my game and, develop. And I knew that coming in, I'd have to prove that to the guys and I'd have to earn their trust and their respect. And I think when they saw, you know, I came in and I was just like them, I was a professional and I came in ready to work every single day and wanting to prove myself, and that I had the same goals as them. And that was to get better as a person, to help the team succeed and to keep developing and, you know, get results as a team. And I think that when they saw that, when they saw that my intentions were pure, the respect and the trust came along with it.